ba bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bam.
Bill, I thought about you over the weekend when I heard the news.
Very, very sad news over the weekend that Adam West, who portrayed Batman on the TV series Batman, had died at the age of 88.
I was surprised he was that old. I know chronologically he has to be that old, but he didn't act that old.
Let me tell you, in my lifetime, the two guys that were the coolest old guys of all time, the guys who just really... Even though they aged well. They took care of themselves. Cary Grant and Adam West. I would give anything on my best day to be those guys, even in old age, because both of those guys held up well. Our friend Mike Toomey joins us from the WGN TV Morning News. And much as you thought of me when you heard the news, I thought of Mike Toomey when I heard the news that Adam West had died. Mike, this is nothing but sad news, is what it is.
It was a terrible way to start a Saturday, you guys.
Yes, it was.
Like the first thing I saw when I got up was like, we didn't know that he was sick, and like you just said, he was in such great shape. You just didn't think this was coming. Cause I remember seeing him in person. He was just like was so spry and had like a spring in his step.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's no way this guy will ever die.
Mike, over the years, I know what a fan you are of Adam West's and of the TV version of Batman, and we are too. But over the years, you've been very fortunate in that you have done scenes with Adam West on the WGN TV Morning News, and he seemed to always enjoy your work.
He did. And, you know, the thing is, like, before you do it, you're like, okay, this could go very badly if he doesn't like this, or if he turns out to be a jerk, which of course he didn't, but you don't know that, you agree to it. Yeah, let's do it. Let's spring out on Adam West doing Adam West and then see what he says. You know, you really are taking a risk here.
Yeah.
Fortunately, he had fun with it and thought it was funny, you know, had a great sense of humor about it. But, you know, with other actors, it could have gone very, very badly.
He was a good sport in anything
sport.
He ever did.
Yeah.
He really, really was. And what set him apart and why he was the perfect choice for this is because as funny as he was, there was nothing, like, the way he delivered the role, like, everything was deadly serious. Everything he said on that show, no matter how funny the line was, he delivered it as though he meant it most seriously.
If they put the wrong actor in that role, and I guess you could say this to some extent about almost anything that's a hit, but this one in particular, if you cast the wrong guy as Bruce Wayne and Batman, that show fizzles out in 10 minutes, right?
Absolutely. And another actor may interpret the lines differently and try to go for the laughs, and that doesn't work. I mean, you know, they screen tested Lyle Waggoner. That was the only other guy they looked at for that role.
Knowing what I know now about Adam West being Batman, had he not been in the picture, I think Lyle Waggoner could have done okay. But just
I agree with you.
But seeing, you know, the Adam West character, it's like once he got it,
right.
No one else could have done that.
Right.
Completely. But like you say, had Lyle Waggoner gotten it, I mean, you can kind of picture him. There's a screen test. If you go on YouTube and type in Adam West screen test, Lyle Waggoner screen test, you can see them both doing the same scene with a different Robin. Adam West is with Burt Ward and Lyle Waggoner's with a different Robin. But Lyle Waggoner, like, he's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, but... You know, Adam West was obviously the right choice.
All right, Mike, this is the story I always heard. Tell me if you heard the same, is that when William Dozier was looking for a guy to play Batman, William Dozier was the producer of the TV series Batman, he remembered some commercials where Adam West played a character named Captain Quick. This was for Quick chocolate milk. And he was kind of like in the vein of James Bond, kind of. Did you ever hear that or see those?
Exactly, yeah. He was... And in fact, he was so Bond-like, they offered him a spot as James Bond on Her Majesty's Secret Service, which he turned down because he felt the role should go to a British actor, and George Lazenby got it, and that was the only movie that he was Bond. So, yeah, it was very Bond-like. But William Dozier saw that commercial and said, that's my bet.
Yeah. So, with the story we started to tell earlier, Mike, and you can comment on this, is that no matter how big of a star you were, I used Otto Preminger as a great example. Otto Preminger was an accomplished director, but he said his grandchildren only know him as Mr. Freeze from Batman. No matter what he directed, his family didn't care. This was the case with all these actors. They all wanted to play villains on Batman, right?
Right. There was a rumor that Frank Sinatra wanted to be the Joker.
Wow.
But, it didn't work out into his schedule or their schedule or what. But again, hard to imagine anybody other than Cesar Romero. I mean, how good was he?
He was fantastic.
And the best thing about Cesar Romero is he absolutely flat out refused to shave his mustache as the Joker, right?
Just keep putting makeup on.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Do you know I saw the Penguin?
The original guy who was going to play the Penguin, I don't know. Who was it?
The original choice was Mickey Rooney.
Mickey Rooney would have been the Penguin.
He would have sucked. I'm sorry. He would have been terrible.
Why did that fizzle out, Mike? What happened? Why wasn't Mickey Rooney the Penguin?
Probably a scheduling conflict or something like that.
Thank God.
Burgess Meredith was great, right?
Yeah. He really was. So what do you think the secret was to the success of that show, Mike? Why was Batman such a huge phenomenon? Just all of a sudden, it came out of nowhere and it was a huge hit. Why?
Well, there's a couple reasons. One, it was the first show, I don't know the first show, but one of the first shows that debuted in color. And the way they took advantage of that with the POW and the BAM and all that stuff that just kind of jumped off the screen with the colors of the villains and their hideouts. But number one to me was, it appealed to everybody. Like a little kid watched that show and said, Batman's on television and he's fighting the Joker and the Penguin and the Riddler. And then their parents watched it and said, this is a really funny show. It's really well written. So there was no one who didn't like it. And that to me was the success.
Do you think he ever reached a point of being a little bit bitter about his typecasting? Anything he read for from then on, it was, oh, look who's in it. It's Batman. He wants to play the role of a lawyer or an attorney or a doctor. Was he upset about the typecasting at all?
I don't know if upset's the right word. I think it frustrated him that people could only see him in that light. But more often than not, you know, he embraced the character. Do you remember that movie Hollywood Land where Ben Affleck and George Reeves?
Yeah.
And they showed that scene where he was in From Here to Eternity, and everybody in the audience kept saying, oh, it's Superman, great Caesar's go. And you could just see the frustration on his face, like, you know, please see me as something other than that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, obviously it's going to happen, and it did cost him, you know, certain jobs later in his career, but he certainly bounced back well.
And he kind of milked that role then in every other thing that he did.
Yeah.
Right.
And it worked. We all accepted it.
Right. I mean, you could say to him, hey, would you mind putting this mask on? Well, of course I'll put it on. That's what I wear. What I do, let's put it on. You know.
Mike, the other night, I was on with Dave Plyer the night that Adam West had passed away, and we talked a little bit about the merchandising. Did you have anything specific from the show that means something to you that you remember? Anything from Batman?
I did. I had that pullover plastic helmet, the blue and the black two-tone. The cowl, yeah, which was destroyed. They don't last forever, obviously.
Right.
But if I could have something back, that would be what I'd want.
That was made by the Ideal Toy Company. It came in a big square box, so you would get the blue cowl made of plastic, and you would also get a real cheap vinyl cape. But I wore that more days than not when I was a kid. I would just walk around town in that, just in case there was crime.
Now, why wouldn't you wear
right.
that? It feels good. Yeah.
Right.
You didn't wear tights, either of you, did you?
No, that'd be silly.
Because tights were not comfortable.
No.
I did not wear tights, no.
No. And then, Mike, the beauty of this is when the TV show first ran in 1966, they weren't very savvy with the marketing. There was a lot of Batman stuff out there, but it wasn't specific to the TV show. And then a couple of short years ago, they signed a deal where they put out all sorts of merchandise with the Batman logo and Batman figures and Batman watches and DVDs, and they really made a killing just a few years ago.
Right, and I know I don't have as many of those things as you probably do, but the way that they made the figures look like the actors is incredible. I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, the likenesses are so striking. They do a thing now called rotoscoping where they do 3D imaging, and they just absolutely nail the look. It's perfect.
they have a version of Batman and the Joker wearing their swimming trunks.
Right.
From when they had their surfing contest.
Right.
And they're wearing the trunks, the action figures, they're wearing the trunks.
It's so ridiculous because when you stop and think about it, it's one episode of a television show from 50 years ago, but a toy company ponies up all that money to represent a moment, you know, from 50 years ago that will always hold so dear. That really says a lot, doesn't it?
Says a lot. I mean, 120 episodes, and people like you and me, we're picking out a single one that they can actually depict on in an action figure. It's
yeah.
fantastic.
Yeah.
There's a great episode of The Goldbergs, which I live for that show, the Jeff Garland show. And Adam Goldberg is really excited because the new Batman movie is coming out with Michael Keaton,
yeah.
and he asks his grandpa to go with, and Adam is surprised of what the real Batman was before. Like, why would you watch this? It's so hokey and weird. It was great, and
yeah.
yet they were two different things. It got so dark after that.
Oh, completely. It literally dark, you know, as far as how it looked on screen.
Yeah. So bright and colorful and
sure.
like a cartoon come to life, and then boy, did it change.
Yeah. Completely. So how do you think, Mike, as time goes on, and we certainly over the weekend got to experience a little bit of this, but how do you think Adam West's legacy will always be remembered? Fondly, I'm trusting, right?
Well, you know, it's funny. Sometimes when somebody passes away, there's a lot of attention given to his name now, and I think now people are going to say, well, what is all this about? And then they'll check these DVDs out and say, wow, you know, they really did have something here, and I think it will probably grow, at least for the short term. But those shows are always going to be there, and people are always going to love them. Anybody who likes comic books is going to gravitate to it because it's Batman, but there's more to it than that, you know?
Yeah, and for anybody who knows him as Bruce Wayne and as Batman, I have to recommend something. Mike, I'm guessing you've seen this at some point. There was a pilot for a television show called Look Well, and this was Conan O'Brien and Robert Smigel who wrote it. And you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
The premise here is that Adam West plays a TV detective from the 70s named Ty Lookwell. And he decides, after years of being an acting teacher, that he's also going to solve crimes. So he and his acting class solve crimes. And it's done so beautifully, and it's so funny. It's on YouTube. It's called Lookwell. If you can find it, really, I think you'll enjoy it.
Really, really funny. And he was also in another show called The Last Precinct. Do you remember that one, which came after? Might have been before Look Well. He was a police captain.
I do kind of remember that. Yeah, yeah.
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 Another one that did a lot.
Very talented man, Adam West, dying over the weekend at the age of 88. And, Mike, you got to talk to him. You got to meet him. Those were always pleasant experiences, right?
We made a pretty thing.
Say that one more time. Your phone was breaking up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I said those were great experiences, and I mentioned this earlier on the morning show today. Imitating somebody in front of the weirdest thing and the scariest thing, but for him to turn around and say, it's like one of the peaks of my professional career to actually have him give me his stamp.
And I didn't hear what his critique was because, again, your phone broke up.
What did he say?
I'm so sorry. Well, he was on the show promoting a prostate cancer awareness, and then I came on in the suit and said, you know, please help Mr. West conquer this formidable foe. And he said, you know, I don't have to do this anymore. You're that good.
What a high praise from Adam West. Mike, thanks so much. We're very, very sorry about the sad news, but he left behind an incredible legacy. So thanks so much for talking to us.
For sure. Good talking to you guys.
That's Mike Toomey.
Thanks,
from
Mike.
The WGN-TV Morning News. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll find out what's going on in the news with Judy. Stay where you are. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.